Alam na alam nila Oliver at Rosemary Zamet ang pakiramdam ng isang mahal sa buhay ng isang organ donor na ang bahagi ng katawan ay ibinigay sa iba upang makatulong na makapagsalba na mabuhay ng ibang tao. Ang anak ng mag-asawa na mula sa Sydney na si Drew John ay 20 taong gulang nang siya ay mamatay ng biglaan sa Gresya. Narito ang paliwanag ni Oliver Zamet.
Son was on a European vacation actually, and he just traveled through Europe, and on their way home they actually stopped off in Mykonos for a couple of days because they heard it was a party town. And unfortunately he was attacked by 4 bouncers from a nightclub they just left, and he suffered some head injuries and never recovered.
6 buwan bago siya namatay, nakipag-usap si Dujon Zamet sa kanyang mga magulang tungkol sa kanyang hangarin na maging isang organ donor. Sinabi ng kanyang ina, sa una, naging mahirap na sundin ang mga kahilingang ito.
I did say no at first. Saying yes meant that I had to give up all hope of bringing Dujon back alive. I wasn't prepared to do that. After the doctors had given us the 2 final tests that Dujon was brain dead, Ollie gently reminded me of Dujon's wishes and our conversation at home. And I had to find the strength to say yes. And I'm very glad that I did, because Dujon's helped 4 human beings have a better chance of life and a second chance of life.
Ang kwento ng pagiging isang donor ng kanilang anak na nagpabago ng buhay ay isa sa 5 kwento sa isang kampanyang pangkalusugan sa New South Wales na inilunsad nitong linggo. Isinama rin nila dito ang mga karanasan ng mga tumanggap ng mga organ donation. Isa sa mga tumanggap, si Lorenzo Camporeal, ay buhay ngayon dahil sa atay ng ibang tao. Sa video, sinabi niya, ang katotohanan ito ang gumagawa sa kanya na maging lalong mapagpasalamat sa pagkakaligtas ng kanyang buhay.
We got to the hospital and I started crying between me and my wife, and my wife said, "What are you crying for?" I said, "I'm crying because somebody else had to die to save my life." Yeah. What about the family which they lost somebody to get me a liver? It was sad. And every morning I wake up, I thank God I've seen another day.
Sa kasalukuyan, nasa 1,500 Australiano ang naghihintay para sa isang transplant, kung saan sa bawat isang donor, nakakapagsalba ito ng buhay ng 10 o higit pang tao. Habang 7 sa bawat 10 Australiano ang nagsabi na handa silang mag-donate ng kanilang mga organ kapag sila ay namatay, ang nakatala na magiging mga donor ay 3 lamang sa 10. Sa pakipagtulungan sa SBS, ang Organ and Tissue Donation Multicultural Campaign ay aabot sa iba't ibang kultural na grupo. Si Peter Todaro ay mula sa New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service at ipinaliwanag niya kung paano ito gagana.
So we use an inclusive approach that kind of relies on people knowing each other, relies on champions, and relies on the media that people actually listen to. With a lot of things, if you want someone to change their behavior, if you want someone to go and register, then you've got to hit home. You've got to hit home. They've got to get to a point where they say, "Yeah, this is a really good thing. I'm going to go and register."
Noong nakarang taon, ang mga donasyon ay nangyari sa 91% ng mga kaso kung saan ang namatay ay isang nakarehistrong donor, kumpara sa 52% kapag ang isang potensyal na donor ay hindi nakarehistro. Sinabi ni Dr. Elena Cavazzoni mula sa New South Wales Organ and Tissue Donation Service, ito ay nagiging mahirap kung hindi ito nakaayos.
When a family is approached about organ and tissue donation, they have just been told that their loved one has died. And it is a devastating, catastrophic event. So when a family are unaware of their loved one's decision, it seems like an incredibly overwhelming decision to actually have to make. And if they're unsure about their loved one's decisions, they tend to say no, because they don't want to say yes to something that seems so overwhelming. But what we do know is that families that have said yes actually find something good has come out of something so tragic, and it actually helps with their grief process.
Maaaring magpatala ang mga taong nagnanais na maging mga organ at tissue donor sa website na donate-life.gov.au.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.